The vice presidential debate last night, that was a busy night.
At their only debate, the candidates sparred over health care and the Trump administration's efforts to dismantle the Affordable Care Act.
If you have a pre-existing condition, heart disease, diabetes, breast cancer, they're coming for you.
Obamacare was a disaster. The American people remember it well.
Last night's debate was more cordial than the presidential one between President Trump and Joe Biden, though there was still plenty of jostling between the two candidates and the moderator.
Let me also say, the American people deserve to know you repealed the Trump tax cuts.
Mr. Vice President, I'm speaking.
CBS News political analyst Leonard Steinhorn gives his take on the outcome.
I think they both came off well enough with good communication skills, a grasp of policy, a sense of what they believed in to be able to reassure Americans that either of them could step into the Oval Office if necessary.
And joining me now live on the South Shore's Morning News, our political analyst, John Creed. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. Not sure if you agree with that, what the CBS analyst just said. What do you think about last night's vice presidential debate?
Well, I think certainly it was better than the debate last week, number one. Number two, the vice president interrupted the senator 10 times. She interrupted him 5 times. So overall, that was better. In my opinion, there's no question that Senator Harris won on the pandemic and the health care issues. But on all the other issues, the Republicans did what they wanted to do to show her as a socialist. And I think they did that very well. So that's how I looked at the debate.
So in other words, it's not an overall winner. You're saying bits, parts of the debate were won by the two different candidates.
Yeah, but if I had to judge the whole debate, I would say that Vice President Pence won the debate, but will that be enough to offset the damage that was done by Trump last week?
What do you think?
I don't think so. I think my electoral map has Biden very well ahead. But something to consider is what the Catholic bishops are going to play in this. There's going to be a lot of pressure. He claims he's a devout Catholic, but favors abortion in the 9th month. And I think the bishops are going to have to respond to that and not worry about their tax-free status.
And when you say he, you're talking about Joe Biden.
That is correct, yeah.
And what kind of a response is that getting locally here in Boston?
Well, I have called 11 dioceses in the country, and only 2 returned my call. Boston didn't. O'Malley has a real problem. He's worried about his tax-free status, but don't forget, he allowed former President Obama, who doesn't know when life begins, to speak 42 minutes at Ted Kennedy's funeral, and that cost him with a lot of his base.
And one more question. It looks like now that the next debate, the president's debate, looks like there was a question whether it was going to happen or not. Then they say virtual, but now President Trump says he's not going to participate?
Well, that's what he said on one of the Fox programs, and he didn't know about the change until he heard it on television.
Oh, that's not good. Now, do you think it's going to make a difference either way if there's one more presidential debate with any voter?
Not in my opinion. The most anybody will decide is undecided. It's about 6%. But I just don't think it'll have any effect. But it did show, as the CBS commentator said, that the senator and the vice president are capable to take over if that unforeseen situation should happen.
Thank you very much. That's our political analyst, John Creed.